You're listening to SBS News.
Immigration Minister Alex Hawke admits he has taken office at a particularly daunting time in Australia's history. Due to border closures under the COVID-19 pandemic, Australia's net migration has dropped to negative levels, not seen since World War II. From a migrant family and of Greek-Australian origin, Mr. Hawke says migration will be a key aspect of Australia's recovery from the pandemic.
We're in the middle of a 1-in-100-year pandemic, and all of us are very conscious in government that we need to be as flexible as we can, as responsive as we can, and look to how do we recover from one of the most significant drops in global GDP that we've seen in our lifetimes. And immigration is part of that story. We know migrants are fantastic for our society, for our economy. We know they act as job multipliers. You know, I'm convinced that the migration program will be a huge part of how we recover from COVID and whether we are successful as we can be on that journey.
The immigration minister also says Australia's ability to effectively manage and contain COVID-19 outbreaks has made the country more attractive to migrants. It comes as an interim report on Australia's skilled migration program has been tabled in Parliament. A committee has recommended that reviews are conducted into the priority migration skilled occupation list, with a hope to expand the number of occupations to better reflect the urgent skill shortages in the context of pandemic recovery. The report recommends civil engineers, electrical engineers, mechanics, cooks, carpenters, electricians, health and traders, and a range of jobs in agriculture and manufacturing should be added. It also recommends the reservation of seats on flights and in quarantine for future skilled migrants. Mr. Hawke says the government is focused on filling labour shortages for small businesses in Australia.
We're also looking at how do we supply critical shortages of labour in our economy to regions, to towns, to the businesses across the country. They're actually crying out for people. We are working hard on getting Australians to have the skills to do it, but where we have critical shortages, those businesses want to grow now. So we need to get people as soon as we can open those borders, and we need that growth.
The government will also provide migrants and students access to English tuition as soon as their migration journey begins. Mr. Hawke says English fluency remains a priority for this government.
From the beginning of your journey all the way through, you'll be able to unlock access to uncapped English tuition. This is a huge investment. This is an investment in people and their success, and that's what the government is saying.
Australia has also seen a decrease in international student arrivals by 99% since 2020, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Pre-pandemic, international students and tourists were Australia's fourth largest exports after iron ore, coal and gas. Mr. Hawke indicated international students and tourists would be given priority once international borders open.
We learned one thing out of COVID, and that is we absolutely miss the visitors to our economy and the temporary visa holders. We want them back as soon as possible. That's why the government's rolling out our vaccination program and preparing for the opening of our international borders so we can have those important visits from tourists that spend so much money in our country, but also the international student sector, one of our largest export sectors. They value add so inherently to the Australian economy. We want to get them back.
Mr. Hawke also defends the decision to withhold JobKeeper and JobSeeker subsidies from migrants stuck in Australia during the pandemic, saying every country had to make tough decisions.
I think every society had some pretty difficult choices in a very uncertain environment last year, and I think the government's choices are backed up by what has happened since. And what I would say to the community is, you know, thank you for all the work that people did here in coming together and looking after people, and we really got through this very well together, because people embraced each other, looked after migrants here, and the government was working at 150%. All of our agencies, all of our public servants, all of our medical and health sectors, to get through an unprecedented time, and yet everyone came together.
Karishma Luthria, SBS News.